You're listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Dominey. Out Loud Bible Project is on a mission to read the entire Bible out loud in a conversational and approachable way, so you can recognize your part in this conversation between you and God.
Hey, welcome back to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast. Mike here. We're reading the Bible like we would have a conversation with God so that we can find from the Bible our next best yes in our relationship with God. God wants this conversation with us, and he wants this relationship with us. And this relationship often involves invitations. Really, everything we come to in our life is an invitation where God's saying, hey, do you want to become more like me? Do you want to trust me in this? You want to go along with this, even though you don't know the big picture, even though you don't know what's next? Do you trust me? It's always an invitation to something. And he's just looking for our yes. Our yes is going to lead to a closer relationship. Our yes is going to lead to becoming more like Jesus, which leads to more peace, more joy in life. So when we read the Bible, it doesn't matter where we read, we can always find God inviting us to get to know him a little bit better. We're in a mini study here in the book of Exodus called God's Wilderness To-Do List. Sometimes we're like the Israelites when God takes us the long way around. Not directly where we want to go, but through the wilderness where we don't have everything we want and things aren't easy. It's not a punishment, it's a process. And through the process, God is establishing himself as a loving God who wants to be and deserves to be central in the life of his people. We can't let the metaphor get lost in our lives. So last episode, God set boundaries. He cast a vision for the future. How cool was that? If you didn't catch that episode, I'd recommend go back and catch that episode of God casting this vision for what life would look like in the promised land, clearing out all the enemies. He even admits it's not going to happen all at once. We're going to do it slowly but surely for the sake of your own benefit and your own growth. Very cool vision casting there from God. And he also set up residence among them by saying what it would look like for his Ark of the Covenant with the mercy seat, basically his throne, to be established in their portable temple, and a table and lampstands, all this furniture to go along with the process of worshiping him, honoring him, and establishing God as the center of their life. Very cool stuff. He's got more work to do today. He's planning this tabernacle, which is that fancy term for this portable temple that he's casting this kind of blueprint for. And he's going to be establishing priests to attend to all the work that happens in the temple, in this tabernacle. So let's check out Exodus 26 through 28. And then we're going to draw out some applications like we always do before we're done. Let's get into it. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twined linen, and blue and purple and scarlet with cherubim. You shall make them with the work of a skillful workman. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains shall have one measure. 5 curtains shall be coupled together to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another. You shall make loops of blue on the edge of the one curtain from the edge in the coupling, and you shall do likewise on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in the second coupling. You shall make 50 loops in the one curtain, and you shall make 50 loops in the edge of the curtain that's in the second coupling. The loops shall be opposite one another. You shall make 50 clasps of gold, and couple the curtains to one another with the clasps. The tabernacle shall be a unit. You shall make curtains of goat's hair for a covering over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits, and 11 curtains shall have one measure. You shall couple 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves, and shall double over the 6th curtain in the forefront of the tent. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the one curtain that is outermost in the coupling, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain which is outermost in the second coupling. You shall make 50 clasps of bronze, and put the clasps into the loops, and couple the tent together, that it shall be one. The overhanging part that remains of the curtain of the tent, the half curtain that remains, shall hang over the back of the tabernacle. The cubit on the one side and the cubit on the other side of that which remains in the length of the curtains of the tent shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle on this side and on that side to cover it. You shall make a covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red and a covering of sea cow hides above. You shall make the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood, standing upright. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board and 1.5 cubits the width of each board. There shall be 2 tenons in each board, joined to one another. Thus you shall make for all the boards of the tabernacle. You shall make 20 boards for the tabernacle for the south side, southward. You shall make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under the board for its 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for its 2 tenons. For the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, 20 boards, and there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under the one board, and 2 sockets under another board. For the far side of the tabernacle westward, you shall make 6 boards. You shall make 2 boards for the corners of the tabernacle on the far side. They shall be double beneath, and in the same way shall be whole to its top to one ring. Thus it shall be for them both. They shall be for the 2 corners. There shall be 8 boards, and their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board and 2 sockets under another board. You shall make the bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle to the far side westward. The middle bar in the middle of the board shall pass through from end to end. You shall overlay the boards with gold, and make their rings of gold for places for the bars. You shall overlay the bars with gold. You shall set up the tabernacle according to the way it was shown you on the mountain. Pause right here. Are you finding yourself a little bit lulled, a little bit bored of all of the details? That's totally understandable. That's not anything to be guilty of. There's just a lot of specific details. Here's what we can learn from this. We can learn that God is a God of details. He envisioned this. He just thought it up. The same God that spoke rivers and land and trees and birds and fish and seas into existence is the same God who had this idea of what this tabernacle would look like, down to the very clasps and sockets, down to the every single cubit, which is like 1.5 feet. He planned all this out, and he's communicating this very detailed instructions to Moses. Why? Because he cares about the details. He's a God of details. And if we care about what he cares about, we need to care about some of these details. It shows our devotion to him. It shows our devotion to the process that he wants for us. If we ignore the details, if we glaze over the details of our own lives, we're going to miss him, and we're going to miss his careful attention in our lives as well. So, does that make it easier to listen to all these things? Not necessarily, but just picture the God of the big and the small, the grand scale and the very small scale, and his instructions to Moses, and see if you can draw any parallels in your own life as God speaks with you in your life. We'll get back to it here. You shall make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen with cherubim. It shall be the work of a skillful workman. You shall hang it on 4 pillars of acacia overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold, on 4 sockets of silver. You shall hang up the veil under the clasps, and shall bring the Ark of the Covenant in there within the veil. The veil shall separate the holy place from the most holy for you. You shall put up the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant in the most holy place. You shall set the table outside the veil, and the lampstand opposite the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south. You shall put the table on the north side. You shall make a screen for the door of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen, the work of the embroiderer. You shall make for the screen 5 pillars of acacia and overlay them with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold. You shall cast 5 sockets of bronze for them. You shall make the altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square. Its height shall be 3 cubits. You shall make its horns on its four altars. Its horns shall be of one piece with it. You shall overlay it with bronze. You shall make its pots to take away its ashes, and its shovels, its basins, its meat hooks, and its fire pans. You shall make all of its vessels of bronze. You shall make a grating for it of network of bronze. On the net you shall make four bronze rings in its four corners. You shall put it under the ledge around the altar beneath, that the net may reach halfway up the altar. You shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. Its poles shall be put into rings, and the poles shall be on the two sides of the altar when carrying it. You shall make it hollow with planks. They shall make it as they have been shown to you on the mountain. You shall make the court of the tabernacle. For the south side southward, there shall be hangings for the court of fine twine linen, 100 cubits long for one side. Its pillars shall be 20, and their sockets 20, of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. Likewise, for the length of the north side, there shall be hangings 100 cubits long, and its pillars 20, and their sockets 20, of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. For the width of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10, and their sockets 10. The width of the court on the east side eastward shall be 50 cubits. The hangings for the one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. For the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. For the gate of the court shall be a screen of 20 cubits, of blue and purple and scarlet, and fine twined linen, the work of an embroiderer. Their pillars 4, and their sockets 4. All the pillars of the court around shall be filleted with silver, their hooks of silver, and their sockets of bronze. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and the width 50 throughout, and the height 5 cubits, of fine twined linen, and their sockets of bronze. All the instruments of the tabernacle in all its service, and all its pins, and all the pins of the court, shall be of bronze. You shall command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure olive oil beaten for the light to cause a lamp to burn continually. In the tent of meeting outside the veil which is before the covenant, Aaron and his sons shall keep it in order from evening to morning before Yahweh. It shall be a statute forever throughout their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. Bring Aaron your brother and his sons with him near to you from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me in the priest's office, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons. You shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother, for glory and for beauty. You shall speak to all who are wise-hearted, whom I filled with a spirit of wisdom, that they make Aaron's garments to sanctify him, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. These are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a fitted tunic, a turban, and a sash. They shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, and his sons, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. They shall use the gold, and the blue, and the purple, and the scarlet, and the fine linen. They shall make the ephod of gold, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen, the work of a skillful workman. He shall have two shoulder straps joined to the two ends of it, that it may be joined together. The skillfully woven band which is on it shall be like its work and of the same piece, of gold, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen. You shall take the two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the children of Israel, 6 of their names on the one stone, and the names of the 6 that remain on the other stone, in the order of their birth. With the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet, you shall engrave the two stones according to the names of the children of Israel. You shall make them to be enclosed in settings of gold. You shall put the two stones on the shoulder straps of the ephod to be stones of memorial for the children of Israel. Aaron shall bear their names before Yahweh on his two shoulders for memorial. You shall make settings of gold and two chains of pure gold. You shall make them like cords of braided work. You shall put the braided chains on the settings. You shall make a breastplate of judgment, the work of a skillful workman, like the work of the ephod you shall make it, of gold, of blue, of purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen you shall make it. It shall be square and folded double, a span shall be its length, and a span its width. You shall set in it settings of stones, 4 rows of stones, a row of ruby, topaz, and beryl shall be the first row, and the second row a turquoise, a sapphire, and an emerald. And the third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be enclosed in gold in their settings. The stones shall be according to the names of the children of Israel, 12 according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. Everyone according to his name, they shall be for the 12 tribes. Ye shall make on the breastplate chains like cords of braided work of pure gold. Ye shall make on the breastplate 2 rings of gold, and shall put the 2 rings on the 2 ends of the breastplate. Ye shall put the 2 braided chains of gold in the 2 rings at the ends of the breastplate. The other 2 ends of the 2 braided chains you shall put on the 2 settings, and put them on the shoulder straps of the ephod in its forepart. You shall make 2 rings of gold, and you shall put them on the 2 ends of the breastplate, on its edge, which is toward the side of the ephod inward. You shall make 2 rings of gold, and shall put them on the 2 shoulder straps of the ephod underneath, in its forepart, closed by its coupling, above the skillfully woven band of the ephod. They shall bind the breastplate by its rings to the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue, that it may be on the skillfully woven band of the ephod, and that the breastplate may not swing out from the ephod. Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment on his heart, when he goes into the holy place, for a memorial before Yahweh continually. You shall put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim, and they shall be on Aaron's heart when he goes in before Yahweh. Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel on his heart before Yahweh continually. You shall make the robe of the ephod all of blue. It shall have a hole for the head in the middle of it. It shall have a binding of woven work around its hole, as it were the hole of the coat of mail, that it not be torn. On its hem you shall make pomegranates of blue and of purple and of scarlet all around its hem, with bells of gold between and around them. A golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate around the hem of the robe. It shall be on Aaron to minister, and its sound shall be heard when he goes into the holy place before Yahweh, and when he comes out, that he not die. Ye shall make a plate of pure gold, and engrave on it like the engravings of a signet, Holy to Yahweh. You shall put it on the lace of blue, and it shall be on the sash, it shall be on the front of the sash, it shall be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall bear the iniquity of the holy things which the children of Israel shall make holy in all of their holy gifts, and it shall be always on his forehead, that they may be accepted before Yahweh. You shall weave the tunic with fine linen. You shall make a turban of fine linen. You shall make a sash, the work of the embroiderer. You shall make tunics for Aaron's sons. You shall make sashes for them. You shall make headbands for them, for glory and for beauty. You shall put them on Aaron your brother, and on his sons with him, and shall anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister to me in the priest's office. You shall make them linen pants to cover their naked flesh. They shall reach from the waist even to the thighs. They shall be on Aaron and on his sons when they go into the tent of meeting, or when they come near to the altar to minister in the holy place, that they don't bear iniquity and die. This shall be a statute forever to him and to his offspring after him. God gave instructions to build a tabernacle, a portable temple. God designed it. He told his people how he wanted them to treat the space with reverence, and he gave certain ones authority to take care of it and help others connect with God. Today, you are the portable temple. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, "Your body is a temple of the Lord. He designed you. He wants you to treat your body with reverence, to take care of it." And 1 Peter 2:9 says, "You are a royal priesthood." God gave you authority to help others connect with him. So how are you taking care of God's temple? How are you showing others how to get right with God? That's the Thinking Out Loud thought for today.
You've been listening to the Out Loud Bible Project podcast with Mike Domini. When you become a patron of Out Loud Bible Project, you help make the Bible accessible for people who desperately need to know they have a role in this conversation with God. To learn more, visit outloudbible.com and click Support This Project. Thanks for listening.